Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We've had a lot of conversations today about inflation, which came out today at a great number. It pretty much seals the deal for our cut. And in also 13 minutes' time, Jerome Powell should start speaking at the FOMC in the United States. It's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which should be in 13 minutes' time, to tell us whether or not the United States will probably cut, which will also seal the deal for an interest rate cut. What does that mean for the rand? And what does it mean for those of us who are kind of financial immigrants? Or just have some money offshore. Great for us to speak to an expert in the space, CEO of Future Forex, Harry Schertzer, joins me. Good evening, Harry. I hope I've said your surname exactly correctly.
Hey, Rafael. Good evening. You have pronounced my surname correctly. Well done.
Thank you.
Great to chat to you and your listeners.
Likewise. Okay, so we are set to get an interest rate cut tomorrow. The MPC has actually already started meeting, so tomorrow's the second day of their meeting. First of all, what is your anticipation around that? 25 basis points or 50?
Yeah, it's likely to be 25, I would say.
Agreed. Rafael.
I think what's more likely is when Jerome Powell speaks in, as you say, 13 minutes' time, that's where we might see anywhere between 25 and 50 basis points reduction. I think probably also 25, but it would be really nice if he comes out and says it's a 50-point reduction.
Of course, because the interest rate differential will be that much better because our Reserve Bank is so much more hawkish. Okay.
Exactly. No, that's spot on. We suddenly become more attractive if the interest rate in the US is lower, as well as investors abroad having more money and more to spend when the interest rate comes down, which is great for the rand.
So one of the things that I've been watching, because I have to do the market report in the morning for the breakfast show, one of the things that I've been sort of highlighting, and also because I actually care about the rand's movements over the past week and a half, is, you know, it's not necessarily rand strength, but it's definitely been dollar weakness, and that's indicated by how the rand has been performing against the dollar vis-a-vis against Europe, euro and British pound. You see that continuing regardless of what Jerome says?
Yeah, look, it's a bit of both. It's a matter of, as you say, the dollar is weakening, but the rand is also strengthening. The rand is the top performing emerging market currency for 2024, which is an amazing situation because of things within our borders, like the GNU coming together, no load shedding. But on top of that, with the dollar weakening, it also allows for, obviously, rand to dollar strength. So it's a bit of both. And I do think that tonight we should see a continued downward trajectory in the rand-dollar rate, which is obviously positive for the rand.
I also think Jerome is one thing, but as you said, those fundamentals, the domestic fundamentals for South Africa are coming out of a trough. And I don't know about November for the United States, but I don't think they're troughing right now. So this all goes well for us to take advantage of Forex markets. How would you play this moment on a 3-month, 6-month, 1-year perspective? Or choose your fancy of the three?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the answer to all three is really the same, which is that I find South Africans are often over concentrated in South African rands. And really, you always have to diversify. So even though the rand can go either direction, I'm quite bullish on the rand. I think the rand might do even better than where it is at the moment. But that's not stopping me advising people to send money out the country at this point, because we are at a great rand dollar. We're at 17.58. It's extremely strong. And that's not to say it's not going to get stronger, but we don't know what's going to happen. As you mentioned, the US election in November, there's plenty of factors out of our control and within South Africa's control, which might actually make the rand go the other way. So if you're continually moving out of rands and are well diversified globally, that's the safe way to play it.
That is at the end of the day, that is it. I mean, and you're right to tell me that it works the same across time horizons. One of the things that one of my earlier guests, Sunette Mulder from Asisa, says, you know, it's not about timing the market, it's about time in the market.
Couldn't agree more.
Right, from repositioning your retirement portfolio a little bit to you might want to buy, I don't know, property in Porto. There are all kinds of reasons to diversify, and a hard currency base is a good place to start in terms of there you can play around with currencies without the same volatility that the rand has while you take advantage of the positive performance.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the only certainty with the Rand is uncertainty. The only thing we're sure of is that there will be volatility in either direction. And so by placing the majority of your assets in Rand assets doesn't really make sense from a global point of view. And so as you've discussed, you know, it's not about timing the market, it's about time in the market. So when people say, is now a good time to buy? I think it's always a good time to buy if you aren't diversified effectively. And so that's why I recommend, particularly with the Rand doing as well as it's done recently, I think it's an absolutely fantastic time to buy, irrespective of if you're bullish or bearish on the Rand.
You say to use the right provider. How do I tell?
Well, this is an interesting one because, yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. And I think what happens, Rafil, is that a lot of people don't realize that because their bank is the status quo to send money abroad, a lot of people think that that is the way to send money abroad. You know, they think that's my money's with my bank. They give me this option to buy dollars. And what they don't realize is that banks charge an absolute fortune to do that because they've got you in their ecosystem. And many people don't look at the costs because the way the banks actually charge, more so than the fixed fee they charge, is that they charge a spread. They charge you far more than the rate on Google. And the rate that you are charged versus the rate you see can be 2-3% more, which means that on R1 million, you're paying 20,000, 30,000 rand for transacting. And so this is why I'm quite pro looking for alternative providers to the bank. And I think transparency is key in this regard. And this is where Future Forex, the company that I founded, this is what we're trying to correct in the market, this untransparency by banks. And we try to sort of be transparent with our pricing, cheaper than banks, but also let you know exactly what you're paying rather than hiding it in a spread without informing you.
Okay, so Harry, the first question that comes to mind. So again, I agree with you because what in the traveler's checks is that spread? But it's not the 90s anymore. There's no more sanctions. Why am I? Anyways, okay, so talk to me about Future Forex. The first thing I would ask myself is, but I'm telling myself that my bank is one of the big four, the big five. They've got flow in the market. And so these spreads must be more narrow than a young company like Future Forex. Once you show me transparently how your pricing goes, how do you, if I may ask you for your secret sauce, how do you ensure that those spreads are lower? What is your competitive advantage there? How do you manage that?
Yeah, you are asking for the secret sauce here, but I'm more than happy to give it because our whole ethos is transparency. And the secret sauce, quite frankly, is that we work with Capitec Bank. And what we do is they give us razor thin rates because we accumulate volumes for them. We do the sales, we do the servicing, we do all the documents required. So because of our economies of scales, because we're sending billions of rands through them a month, they can give us extremely thin rates, which we then pass on to clients. And even with a margin of our own, it's still not even close to what a typical bank would pay. It's far, far less. And we do all the SARB applications, all the AIT approvals, anything regulatory, we do all free of charge.
Fabulous. What a great incentive for me to do so. Is there, what's the word I'm looking for? As criteria go, in order for me to trade with you, I guess South African citizen, bank account, FICA, minimum investment?
Yeah, so there's no requirements. Of course, you're going to have to have a source of funds and it's going to have to be checked, but you don't actually even have to be South African. If you're American bringing money into the country, that's no issue either. But the minimum investment that we like working with, or the minimum transfer value that we like working with, is 100,000 Rand plus. So this is for larger transactions. For smaller transactions, if you want to, I don't know, buy a pair of shoes or buy some skincare from abroad, that's where, you know, that spread that the bank charges, although it's a lot in percentage terms, it's not actually that much in absolute terms because of how small the transaction is. Once you get to 100,000 Rand, millions of rands, that's when the bank fees start becoming radical. And that's where we make the biggest difference. And that's the market we therefore play in.
So 100,000 Rand is actually quite fair from the personal market side. But I'm just thinking from the business market side, there's huge opportunity for me if I'm an exporter or importer for hedging maybe
100%.
In my own right.
And yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we do. I mean, it's exactly the same thing, Rafael. And businesses It's actually probably worse, if I'm honest. The way that banks treat businesses, small and medium-sized businesses, is with very little care because they've got much bigger clients who they're dedicating resources to. And so what we want to do as a company is we want to treat the smaller and medium-sized players the same way that the listed companies are treated by the major banks. So if you do have a company that's relatively small compared to being listed, and you do imports, exports, I'm sure you'll resonate with me saying that working with the bank can be a nightmare. And this is what we want to solve. We want to effectively be your external forex department at a fraction of the price and also just do all the servicing for you. SARB approvals or anything else that you require, we do free of charge, give you a dedicated account manager who manages everything, understands the intricacies of your business so that you can focus on actually growing your business rather than have to fight with the bank.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I mentioned at the opening of our interview, of course, was for financial immigration. And normally that requires an investment vehicle on the other side. And it indicates that you do kind of give that perspective, but largely in currency, I imagine.
Yeah. So in terms of financial immigration, someone wanting to leave the country, you know, we've got partners who assist with all the compliance side. So that's all done within our company. But also the actual exchange of the funds is done by us. So it's sort of a one-stop shop for people wanting to immigrate, or rather emigrate, I should say, or immigrate for that matter, coming into or out of the country. Yeah, both sides. Anyone moving large sums of money, we're a really, really good place to start in terms of getting all, basically a one-stop shop for everything you need.
You had me at one-stop shop. I mean, if I could have an admin theory for everything, I would absolutely do so.
Harry, me too. That's why we made this.
Correct. Harry Schutz is the CEO of Future Forex. Just a little bit about their track record. They have processed almost 32.5 billion rand. That is billion, right? Not trillion. Billion rand in Forex. Cleared 76,749 SARS approvals and had successful transfers of 113,400. I'm starting to sound like Jacob Zuma with numbers. Listen, Harry, thank you so much for telling us all about what we can look forward to. It is an exciting time heading into a rate cutting cycle, hopefully for the foreseeable at least 9 months. And really appreciate your insight. Future Forex is the name of the company. Check it out if you want to limit your admin and up the focus on limiting the spread you have to pay on Forex. Thank you so much.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.